This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Okay, Chelsea, as I mentioned on last week's Fringy Mini, I do have sort of a plan for this two-parter to somewhat be in the same realm. So,
okay.
Once again, no option. Once again, the contrast of rich people's emotions spelt the way that it would look in the title, as somebody puts it in this one.
Yes.
Just to give you an idea of how to title these episodes.
Well, I'm interested to see what way it goes. Is it going to be rich people and their emotions, or is it going to be the other side of it? Like we
time will tell. Anyhow,
I hope it's briefly.
This article comes from the Associated Press. It is written on July 17th by Jack Brook. Article title, Louisiana cancels $3 billion coastal restoration project funded by oil spill settlement.
Hold on, I need to really let that sink in.
Well, I think that's the whole point of an article, is it not?
Yeah, you can read. I still okay. Just need to process that for a second. But you can continue.
Louisiana on Thursday.
Don't stop for me.
I always hate when people do this in the past. They say a very specific day of the week, and I have to go back and think about what day of the week that is. No, I'm not doing that. Louisiana on Thursday canceled a $3 billion repair of disappearing Gulf coastline, funded by the 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil spill settlement, scrapping what conservatives called an urgent response to climate change. But Governor Jeff Landry viewed as a threat to the state's way of life.
What?
Despite years and reviews, the project at the center of Louisiana's coastal protection plans grew increasingly imperiled after Landry, a Republican, took office last year. Its collapse meant that the state could lose out on more than $1.5 billion in unspent funds and may even have to repay $618 million.
What?
It already used to begin building. The Louisiana Trustee Implementation Group, a mix of federal agencies overseeing the settlement funds, said that, quote, unused project funds will be available for future Deepwater Horizon restoration activities, end quote, but would require review and approval. The Mid-Barataria Sediment Diversion Project aimed to rebuild upwards of 20 square miles of land over a 50-year period in southeast Louisiana to combat sea level rise and erosion on the Gulf Coast. When construction stalled last year because of lawsuits, trustees warned that the state would have to return the hundreds of millions of dollars it had already spent if the project did not move forward. Former Louisiana Representative Garrett Graves, a Republican who once led the state's Coastal Restoration Agency, said that killing the project was, quote, a boneheaded decision, end quote, not rooted in science, quote, is going to result in one of the largest setbacks for our coast and the protection of our communities in decades. I don't know what chiropractor or palm reader they got advice from on this, but baffling that someone thought this was a good idea, end quote, Graves said. Project supporters stressed that it would have provided a data-driven, large-scale solution to mitigate the worst effects of an eroding coastline in a state where a football field of land is lost every 100 minutes and more than 2,000 square miles of have vanished over the past century, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The project, which broke ground in 2023, would have diverted sediment-laden water from the Mississippi River to restore wetlands disappearing because of a range of factors, including climate change-induced sea level rise and a vast river levee system that choked off natural land regeneration from sediment deposits. Quote, the science has not changed, nor has the need for urgent action, end quote, said Kim Rahare, executive director of the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana. quote, "What has changed is the political landscape," end quote. Louisiana Trustee Implementation Group last year had noted that, quote, "No other single restoration project has been planned and studied as extensively over the past decades," end quote. While the project had largely received bipartisan support and was championed by Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards, his successor has been a vocal opponent. Landry recoiled at the rising price tag and amplified concerns that the massive influx of fresh water would devastate local fisheries. Landry has said the project would break Louisiana's culture of shrimp and oyster harvesting and compared it to government efforts a century ago to punish school children for speaking Cajun French. Quote, "We fought this battle a long time ago, but Governor Landry is the reason we won this battle," end quote, said Mitch Jurisic, who chairs Louisiana Oyster Task Force and sued the state over the project's environmental impacts, including likely killing thousands of bottlenose dolphins due to the onslaught of fresh water.
Oh, no.
Landry said in a statement that the project is, quote, "no longer financially or practically viable," end quote, noting that the cost had doubled since 2016. Quote, "This level of spending is unsustainable, threatens Louisiana's seafood industry, our coastal culture, and the livelihoods of our fishermen, people who have sustained our state for generations," end quote. The project's budget had included more than $400 million for mitigating the costs to local communities, including the help to the oyster industry to build new oyster beds. Project proponents said that the rapid loss of coast meant communities would be displaced anyways if the state failed to take actions to protect them. Quote, "You either move oysters or move people, and there's only one answer to that question," end quote, Brave said. Louisiana's Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority, the lead agency overseeing the project, said in a statement that the project was, quote, "no longer viable at the time based on a totality of the circumstances," end quote, including cost, litigation, and a federal permit suspended earlier this year after the state halted work on the project. We also should note that that's under the Trump administration. Chairman Gordon Dove said that, quote, "our commitment to coastal restoration has not wavered," end quote, and that the state plans to pursue a smaller scale diversion nearby. Dove told lawmakers earlier this year that the state could save at least $1 billion with a different plan to channel river water into the Gulf Coast at a rate 5 to 30 times less than the mid-Barataria project's 75,000 cubic feet per second. Conservation groups bristled at the change in plans. The Mid-Barataria project's termination marked, quote, "a complete abandonment of science-driven decision-making and public transparency," end quote. Restore the Mississippi River Delta, a coalition of environmental groups, said in a statement, adding that the state was, quote, "throwing away," end quote, money intended to protect its coastal residents and economy. The coalition said alternative measures proposed by the state, such as the smaller scale diversion or rebuilding land by dredging, were insufficient to meaningfully combat land loss and did not undergo the same level of scientific vetting as the Mid-Barataria project. Quote, "a stopgap project with no data is not a solution," end quote, the coalition said. Quote, "we need diversion designs backed by science, not politics," end quote, end of article.
I have a couple questions. Now, did I miss where the oil money came from?
It was a settlement with the Deepwater Horizon issue way back in the day, 2010, I think.
So, did they just... Like, I have so many questions about this.
Well, it sounds like there was a fund set aside to mitigate climate change. Yeah, and restore the coast.
And it sounds like it may have gone above.
It sounds like it had to be specifically used for certain projects, and it's not going to be, so they're not going to get the money.
That is super... I don't know. I find it super weird. However, I'm not in that area.
No, but it also feels like the governor probably has money coming in, more to him, but less than the actual project amount in kickbacks from, what would that be, BP? I think it was BP who would have settled that.
Right.
Just speculation.
So... Totally, but I'm wondering, and like, why Louisiana's are they just not going to get this money, and why are they abandoning? I mean,
Louisiana is known for wild corruption within its governance.
And
I
know you said under Trump, so I know there's a whole bunch of stuff going on about there with woke, and I don't know if he's lumping climate change in with the woke. I don't.
Oh, it's been clear. He told the EPA that they're not allowed to. They've changed all their rules that climate change is not a thing, and carbon dioxide is not a pollutant.
Right. Yeah, that is fucked. I know Louisiana is probably the one that
it's been suffering, sinking
into the ocean the fastest, I believe, out of all of the states. I know the beaches are eroding in multiple places, but I believe Louisiana has been sinking for a long time.
Oh, like they said, they've lost 2,000 miles of land.
Yeah, so this is... I'm just trying to make heads or tails of why the fuck they wouldn't be. Well, it sounds like it's a money thing, a funding thing, as well as this. But why can't they put it into wildlife or something like that, that they're also destroying with oil and stuff? Like, why does it specifically have to be this if they can't get the money for it? But
well, I find it hilarious.
That was not a fun article.
They are trying to do a political, like, oh, well, we can just do this much cheaper version, which all the scientists were like, no, you need to do the full version.
No, that does make sense to do the full version.
Yeah. Anyhow, like I said, there's not rich people in the areas that are impacted. So.
I was literally just going to say that. I mean, how beachfront property in Louisiana, I don't believe it would be many. They're complaining elsewhere.
Well, and I don't think there's expensive beachfront property in Louisiana.
I don't know that there... I mean, it's been known for a while, so you wouldn't think billionaires...
And I think
they just buy it where it's about to.
Yeah, and I think the fun part about living in Louisiana is everybody eventually is going to have beachfront property there.
Yeah.
Just at some point.
Plus, there's Friar... But no, it's not Friar Bonatti. Nope. It's Baron Samedi.
Baron Samedi. Those are different people.
They sound the same, though.
And I really wish they put Baron Samedi in charge of AI.
I really wish they put Baron Samedi in charge of this project as well. As many things, I wish he was. I love that guy.
Oh, he just wants to have a good time.
Oh, he loves rum. So.
And with that. Yeah.
Yep.
If you got 48 hours, you can take that implication how you will. It could be a call to action to drink rum. It could be a call to action to deal with climate change. I don't know. You take it. We'll see you on Friday. Bye.
Bye.